postpartum care. Proven strategies to combat anxiety and depression. Build caregiving confidence and nurture connections that empower your motherhood journey. Leland Harris. Chapter 1, A Word on PMADs and Loss. Birthing persons who conceive and birth a healthy, happy baby after navigating fertility treatments are still susceptible to developing a PMAD. There is so much stress, fear, and anxiety around fertility treatments and loss. We often have this idea that when we finally have a healthy baby in our arms, we will be exempt from experiencing the struggle of depression or anxiety in the postpartum period. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. I believe that in part, our cultural and personal expectations are that we, as mothers, should feel entirely fulfilled by our children. It's often expected that we love every minute of motherhood, even more so as someone who has endured the pain and suffering of infertility. You should be grateful, you might say to yourself, ultimately exacerbating guilt or shame. Mothers navigating unplanned pregnancies might experience similar thoughts and feelings. How to decrease your PMAD's risk. Birthing persons of all socioeconomic statuses, races, cultures, and ages can develop PMADs. Professionals think the cause might be a combination of biopsychosocial factors like increased sensitivity to hormonal changes, fatigue, sleep deprivation, and other social or environmental factors listed above. The good news is that primary prevention efforts can impact risk factors, and treatment works. Primary prevention efforts. As a therapist, a strategy I use with clients who meet several risk factors is to make a postpartum support plan. This way, we can proactively put practical, emotional, and social support in place to best support the mom and her family. Examples and ideas of proactive support can include childbirth education, lactation or feeding classes, support groups, psychotherapy, home visitor programs, doula services, scheduled phone calls with friends. On top of these, realistic and tangible strategies for moms to maintain a degree of adequate rest, sleep, movement, and nutrition. If the biological or hormonal risk factor is of concern, your care provider may suggest antidepressant medication as an effective intervention immediately postpartum. There is also an FDA-approved oral treatment for postpartum depression available on the market. This is not medical advice. Please consult with your medical provider for more on prescriptions and medication management. UNSUREIFYOUNEEDHELP? It's important to note that many of the symptoms we experience in pregnancy or postpartum overlap with depressive symptoms, especially physical ones. The postpartum discomforts of anxiety, fatigue, inability to sleep, problems with concentration, etc., may mimic depression. I remember my frustration with completing the PPD screening questionnaire at the pediatrician's office just days after giving birth to my first daughter. I was more physically and emotionally exhausted than I ever imagined possible. The questionnaire asked if I was tired and overwhelmed, and I wanted to throw the clipboard across the room. Just another thing I'm doing wrong, I remembered thinking.